Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
John Harris, who always has his top 100, one of the best in the business, covers the draft and knows these college players inside and out, and we're lucky enough to have him here with us. John, appreciate you jumping on with us. I'm curious for you, what do you think the Texans are going to have coming up in this draft? We know that they're potentially going to have their high pick. Right now it's in the two slot. But what do you think they're potentially going to have in terms of picks in next year's draft?
Ooh, boy, that's a good one. I can't remember if you are. First of all, thanks for having me, guys. I can't remember who it was I was listening to this week. It may have been Sean and Seth talking about it, threw it out there. You guys may have been talking about it. I can't remember exactly. But mentioned, hey, the Giants have got two picks in the top seven or eight right now because they've got Chicago's pick and then they've got their own pick. You know, hey, would you take that straight up, just those two first-round picks, obviously plus the one you have? And all of a sudden it's like, whoa, we got three picks in the top eight, which is fantastic from getting players. The only time it becomes problematic is now you have three contract decisions all in the same year, which could get a little dicey, but you know, I'll deal with that. I'll just take some first rounders in the building. So it'll be interesting. My guess is that I would probably go to Vegas and say, yeah, they'll have one in the top 10 for sure. And my guess would be that a trade, they would try and get another in the top 10. And if not, if they got one somewhere between 10 and 15, they could live with that. But this, to me, is a draft that, Scott, when I did my top 10 last Friday with Seth, I unveiled that top 10 and I unveiled my top 100 last night at footballtakeover.com. My top 10, I look at every single pick and went, yep, 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 yep. Every single one of those guys I could take and put on this roster. I mean, today. I could take every single one today. Healthy, I'd take them today, and they could go play against the Colts and make an impact in this game. So there's going to be possibilities for this team to add an impact player, I think, in this top 10 for sure.
FootballTakeover.com. I'm looking at it right now, John, and you mentioned the top 10 that you have out there. The thing that I notice right off the bat is, I mean, you got a little bit of everything. You got, I mean, yep. Regardless, yeah, the Texans need a little bit of everything. There's no question about that, yep. from a talent standpoint. But yep. The top 10 of this draft, at least the top 10 of your Harris 100, you got a little bit of everything, man. You got a safety. You got a really good corner. You got some edge rushers. You got some offensive linemen. Which one of these guys do you think, and I'm going to put you on a spot here.
Sure.
You got top 10 here. Which guy do you think is the biggest lock to have success at the NFL level?
Well, I think it was Landry Locker said earlier, he quoted Dane Brugler, which I almost texted him like, bro, you cut me hard. You should be quoting me. And he said, Dane said, look, Hutchinson and Thibodeau are the two. I think Kyle Hamilton, to me, I mean, I put him at number one, but it's not often that you find 6'4", 221 to play safety with range, with hitting ability, with the ability to cover a man-to-man, to play down in the low box, to play half-field coverage, to do all the different things that Kyle Hamilton can do. I just don't know that you find anybody. And I know when you say a particular position, you go, oh, man, that's not a priority position. You say safety. You're like, that's not a priority position. But the way that he plays the game, he can play a couple of positions for you. He can do any number of things. He's not going to come off the field in any way, shape, or form. And I know to some old heads, when they hear me say this, they're like, whoa. But to me, when I saw Kyle Hamilton the first time, I hearken back to a guy that I saw that I still think is the greatest football player I've ever seen play, and that's Sean Taylor, who played safety at the University of Miami. He played for the Washington football team. I just thought Sean Taylor, there wasn't anything Sean Taylor couldn't do on a football field. I mean, in his senior year at Gulliver Prep, he ran for 45 touchdowns. I mean, he was the best running back, best receiver they had. And, oh, by the way, he was a top-notch safety. When he was at Miami, he had 10 interceptions. I think Hamilton could be of that ilk in the NFL and play at that particular level. That's who he reminds me of. And I hold Sean Taylor in high, high regard. So I think Kyle Hamilton could be that kind of player. But, look, Hutchinson and Thibodeau were so close for me. I mean, I had Thibodeau, I mean, a hair in front of Hutchinson on Friday. Then Saturday, Hutchinson just goes crazy. And I didn't want to get caught as, you know, kind of a prisoner of the moment, if you will, because Thibodeau has had games like that this year too. I mean, he dominated the UCLA game. He was incredible against Washington State as well. As she said, Hutch did it against Ohio State on the biggest, you know, stage he could possibly do it. I don't think you go wrong with any of those top three. If I got to take a lineman in that group, I think Evan Neal is, even though I've got him rated ahead of Ikem Ekwonu from NC State, I think Ekwonu is everything that I want a football player because he wants to hurt you on every play. I mean, he plays the game as violently as you're supposed to play it. And whether it's guard, I think a lot of people thought of him as a guard. But if you go back and watch 2021 this year, I think you see that the traits of being a tackle. And I would love – I mean, like I said, any of those guys are the top 10. But I think Ekwonu is a guy with his power and his athleticism. He comes from a highly athletic family. I think Ekwonu from out of NC State could play any position on the line. But I'd probably play him a tackle and then figure it out from there. But I think he is one nasty, nasty dude. And I actually got a center in the top 10. And I know people are like, wait a second, a center? You might as well put a punter in there. No, this center from Iowa, Tyler Lindenbaum, you'll get a chance to see him this weekend. He might be the best zone-blocking center I've ever seen. He is a nasty, nasty dude. And he was a wrestler. We've heard that before. But, man, he was a good one. In fact, there's a video out there of him taking down and pinning former Iowa teammate Tristan Wirfs, who's one of the best tackles in the NFL. And Lindenbaum just took him to school. And there's video of that from a wrestling standpoint, and that's the way he plays the center position. I'm telling you, he's the best center I've studied, I think, maybe ever. So I think there are some guys that I would say are pretty, I don't know if I would say locks, but I would feel very strongly about being successful at the next level.
Talking to John Harris, Texans analyst, sideline reporter, also puts footballtakeover.com together, which I encourage everybody out there to go check it out because it's as in-depth and detailed of really whatever work he's doing on there. Right now we're talking about the top 10 in terms of the draft this year, the top 10 college prospects. John, I love what you said because here's to me what sticks out. You talked about, you're talking about Kyle Hamilton. I've seen in my time playing, I played around some really good safeties, Darren Woodson, Roy Williams, and so I played against some really good ones in the league and played with Kanoy Kennedy, who was a great safety.
Yes.
But you're right, Sean Taylor. I remember when I was in Miami, we were playing the Redskins in the preseason, and Sean Taylor he was out of the game by the time I got in there, but he was an absolute monster. And the size with that athletic ability, just there's been three or four guys maybe ever. Steve Atwater was another safety that I know personally really well. Mm-hmm. But with that freakish size and athletic ability, that's the kind of guy that I want to see the Texans take. Not just a guy that measures well, right? I mean, you talk about Kyle Hamilton in the safety position, and you mentioned some traits that just are rare in the last 20 years. And you mentioned the two offensive linemen, Ekwonu and the Lindenbaum kid. Like to me, those are when I hear you talking about them, I hear the same. I get the same feeling that I remember people talking about. What's the kid's name that's at Indy right now? The guard at Indy.
Quentin Nelson.
It's like hearing you say that, I'm like, hell, it sounds like some of the things I heard about Quentin Nelson back in the day. Like those are the kind of traits that I want my team to take in the first round. Not just the guy that ran a 4.3 or the guy that's got crazy long arms and he's 350 and played with a national championship. Yeah. Those just little bit different, those rare athletes, that's exactly what I hope the Texans do is go after one of those guys you mentioned.
Yeah, no doubt. The one thing that stood out to me is I've talked to Nick Caserio in our different conversations that we have, is, you know, height, weight, speed matters. I mean, you got to have guys with elite traits. There's no doubt. You got to have guys with elite traits. But if those guys have elite traits and they step all over themselves and they go on a field, then what good are they? You know, I mean, why even have those guys out on the field from that particular perspective? The thing about Kyle Hamilton is 6'4". I don't know if y'all are watching Hard Knocks in season, but there's, I think it was episode one, Darius Leonard is kind of having a little mini fit. He's like, why y'all want to make me weigh all the time? I'm 220 pounds. Well, Kyle Hamilton's 221 and plays safety. I mean, that's the kind of freak we're talking about here that I put at number one. But you combine that with the way he plays, and I think it became kind of a viral moment. And as I saw it happen, I was like, well, I know that's going viral. But I've seen Hamilton do so many things like that. But against Florida State in the first game of the year, it was on Labor Day night. He's playing a middle third cover, so he's in the middle of the field. And there's a wheel route that goes on the sideline, and Notre Dame screwed it up. And there's a guy open. And the ball gets floated. It's not thrown well, but either way, Hamilton comes out of the middle of the field, sprints over, and is literally waiting for the ball to come down to make the interception. And I just remember seeing that going, well, that's just another one. That'll be one they show on the NFL draft because that's such a – you don't see safeties doing that. And I've said this, and this is kind of my little tangent. I sort of hate the depth chart, and I hate position nomenclature because here's another one. When you say the words tight end, you see the words tight end. What's the first thing you think about? Well, for a lot of people, they think about Mark Bavaro, or they think about a guy that puts his hand in the dirt. He's got a block. I mean, tight end is so different and varied now that you're not getting the same thing. Like Jalen Weidemeyer at Texas A&M and Trey McBride at Colorado State both play tight end, and they couldn't be more different. But they play tight end. And I think safety's kind of the same way. Well, he's a safety. Well, there's so many different schemes and things that safeties are asked to do. Then when you have a guy like Kyle Hamilton can play in all of them, and look, you can bring Justin Reed back, and I hope Justin comes back. You can put Hamilton with Reed, and oh my gosh. I mean, you can bring Eric Murray back. Bring all three of them back. I don't care. You're going to have Kyle Hamilton on the field for as many downs as you could possibly want. Now, do you want to go safety? Is the safety going to be there where you're going to pick? Is Hamilton gone by then? I don't know. Here's the other thing, too. Hutchinson and Thibodeau, I've heard so much about them. And look, they're excellent football players. Do not get me wrong. They're not Von Miller. They're not Julius Peppers. They're not Myles Garrett. They're not twitchy beasts off the edge. That's not what they are. They're really good, skilled, athletic football players with a really good pass rush repertoire. But they are not Von Miller. They're not that kind of guy. They're not the Boses. They're not even, TJ at that point. TJ Watt. I mean, they're really good athletes. Kyle Hamilton's an elite level safety. Now, I know it's not a priority position, but I look at it as if this guy can play two or three different things for me, then that dude's elite in my mind. So I would absolutely, that's why Kyle Hamilton was number one for me, just ahead of Thibodeau and Hutchinson, which easily could have been tied at number two, but I put Thibodeau first and Hutchinson third, and may change my mind as we go through, but I think Hamilton, if he's healthy, he'll be number one for me all the way through.
John Harris with us. John, that's you walked right into what I wanted to get from you. Is we talked about it earlier and where you're saying, man, they could have one, they could have two or three picks in the top 10. And that sounds great, right? If we came into this year and you're like, oh my God, I mean, we're going to have a field day with it. The Texans got the number two pick, they got the number eight pick, they got the number seven pick. That sounds great. But the Texans desperately need difference makers. And what I'm wanting to know from you, everything you described, how many actual difference makers are there in the top 10? Like, how many guys where you say, all right, boy, they get him. I hear you on the safety with Notre Dame, but how many guys actually are? Because if you're saying Hutchinson and Thibodeau, like they're not Von Miller, they're not up there, well, then, hell, I mean, those are the top guys. Then what other guys down the road are difference makers? Because that's what the Texans need.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. And I don't want to take away from what those two guys do. I just want to make sure, Ron, when I say that about Hutchinson and Thibodeau, the immediate thought is, well, hell, if you're going to take one of them at number one or one at number two, the immediate thought is, well, they're going to be Myles Garrett. It's like, no. Myles is different, dude. Well, they're going to be Von Miller. No. Von's different. The Bosa's, no. But they're still going to make a significant impact. I mean, look, you tell me, you guarantee me right now Aiden Hutchinson is going to be healthy coming to Houston, man, I'll do a little dance. I'll love it. I mean, Thibodeau, same thing. I mean, any one of those three guys in the top three, I would take. Now, Here's the tricky thing, and you guys know ball as well as anybody, but you also know how fans react to offensive linemen getting drafted. You know it's like, meh, right, I know we need it, but meh, okay. If you do draft an offensive lineman early, and there are some good ones early, and look, just like any draft, I think there's depth throughout. I think the tackle position, but just using that as an example, there's some dudes. Now, there's no other center like Lindenbaum, but I don't know if you want to take a center in the top five. I mean, that's a discussion to have. But he should be that highly rated, and I think he makes an impact. But you know how it is with offensive linemen. But I'll tell you this. A guy like Ekwonu, a guy that knocks people on their wallets, and that's – how did Quentin Nelson get – why were the people in Indianapolis so excited when Quentin Nelson was drafted, outside of the fact he went to Notre Dame? Because they could go on Twitter and social media and show their buddies, hey, this is the guy the Colts just drafted. Look at this. And he's knocking a Georgia outside linebacker on his wallet. If Texans drafted, let's just say, Ikem Ekwonu from NC State, I can go find your video and go, hey, get excited about this. And he's mauling dudes. It's not just, well, I'm going to dance with this guy, I'm going to protect my quarter. No, he's taking and snatching dudes' souls. So from that perspective, I think there are some impact players at a number of different positions that I would really get excited about. The one thing you're not going to find in the top 10 for me, at least not this year, but I do think this team is going to definitely need, and I think it's a solid class, just maybe not a high-level guy, is running back. I think there are some solid players at running back, and we'll see who declares, who doesn't. I mean, all the top guys right now are juniors, and nobody's declared other than DeMarvin Leal from Texas A&M that I know of. But guys like Breece Hall, Isaiah Spiller, Kenneth Walker III, I mean, those would be guys I would get totally excited about. They can have an impact on the team because there really isn't anything that should be standing in their way by the time we get to 2022. Those three guys, man, if you ended up with, just hear me out, say you get a Ekwonu from NC State and everybody goes home Thursday and they're like, well, he dropped off its lineman. And then you come back in the second round and you draft Kenneth Walker or you draft Isaiah Spiller from A&M. Fans can see Spiller play and understand it. They'd be excited about that. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, man, all right, I can see that combination. Like, okay, they can get excited about that. And I think that's one of the big things. The Texans, we have got to find players that fans can get excited about and then go buy an Isaiah Spiller jersey. Or, you know, I don't know if you'd buy an offensive lineman jersey, but look, mm-hmm. I went to Indianapolis. I've been in Indianapolis. You know what jersey I see more than any other jersey? Number 56. It blows my mind. I see more Quentin Nelson jerseys up in Indianapolis than any other city for offensive linemen. It's crazy. So it can happen. And if you get an impact player like a Linderbaum or you get an Ekwonu or you got an Evan Neal or somebody like that, that you can watch physically take over a game and you can get behind that dude like, yeah, that's our dude right there. Watch him put this guy. Oh, man, that's a great viral moment. And you know that's your guy. You'll go buy a jersey that's number 73.
Johnny,
you'll go buy a 56 jersey.
Johnny, let me tell you something. They make a trade and they end up with multiple top 10 picks. I don't care who you take it you know, with one of them. But if you say you have three and you end up with a Ekwonu and Linderbaum as two of your cool. top 10 picks, you hire me as a sales manager. I'll help you sell that. That is it. I mean, that is where you start building is inside. Yeah. And if you're telling me that those two guys right there are the dogs that you say they are, and sure, they're cool. big, they're technically sound, all this, all that, but they're the dogs you're telling. Hey, I'll sign up for it all day long, brother. Ain't no doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, I use the Colts as an example. Obviously, we're going to see them on Sunday. But in 2018, they drafted in three consecutive picks Quentin Nelson, then Darius Leonard at top of the second, and then in the second, they had a second. They got Braden Smith. They got 40% of their offensive line in one draft, and it changed the entire paradigm for that offense. All of a sudden, it became run the damn ball, and they did. And now you can't stop them. Before they got there in 2018, the Colts offense was just it was T.Y. Hilton when he came to Houston and not a whole lot else to get excited about. Now those fans get upset when you're up there and they're not running the ball. Because they rely on Nelson and Braden Smith in particular. So you can make a serious paradigm shift by adding to that offensive line and really bringing in hosses like, man, Ekwonu, dude, I'm telling you. I'm just going to tell you. I can't say it on radio, but it moved.
All right, John, man. We could talk to you about this for hours. Unfortunately, man, we got to get out of here. But we'll be listening to you after – after we get done here on Texans All Access. But we always enjoy your insight, and this draft thing's going to be fun, man. This ain't going to be the last time we reach out to you.
You got it, boys. Anytime you want it, just give me a shout. Love it. I'm going to hang up and listen. See you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.